This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Preseason opener against the Colts, a winning effort at that. Here to talk about what he saw from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What is happening?
Afternoon, guys. Football's back.
Yeah, and hey, look.
Kinda.
And hey, there's games tonight and a plethora of games over the weekend. Rasheen Ali. Okay, assess his play last night. Big kickoff return, two big runs, one ended in a touchdown with Henry and Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell. I mean, the spots are limited in the backfield, but what are the impressions of Rasheen Ali as we're through most of training camp, kind of, and one preseason game?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's frankly, I think the only running back who's really flashed in training camp has been Keaton. I think maybe some of that you want to put on the offensive line, as we saw last night. That's probably a little bit of a problem when you go up against some of the better defensive lines or the deeper defensive lines. I think he did well last night. Certainly the kick return is something the Ravens are looking for, but I just think that the hill for him to make this roster is so incredibly steep because of how many other guys are pressing at positions of greater need. I mean, you've got a top three and a pretty, I don't want to say durable three, but, you know, Derrick Henry is a workhorse. Justice Hill hasn't really missed, more than a couple games this season since that terrible Achilles injury or knee injury or whatever it was. And then Keaton looks like his old self again. I mean, you can just kind of talk yourself into saying, well, if all three of those guys are missing, we could probably get some guy off the street who could, you know, rack up 4.8 yards per carry next to Lamar. So I think Rasheen would really have to be just lights out as a special teamer, because, you know, you could make the kind of credible argument that Justice Hill next to Keaton Mitchell at those two kick return spots gives you something similar to Rasheen Ali in open field.
Hey, Jonas, you know what? I was pleasantly surprised, you know, last night watching, and then I went back and watched, you know, the whole first half again this morning. Corey Bullock, I thought, played well. You know, because you and I talk about, you know, I can't even come up with eight. To me, I got eight now. Because I think Corey Bullock, you know, and having him start, I thought he's really athletic, you know, and he had one bad play of all his plays, I thought. I thought he looked good.
Yeah, I'm excited to – I don't have much to add to that because I haven't looked at the film yet, but I thought that, like, you know, there was good movement up front in that first half on a lot of those runs, especially by the guys in the interior. So, you know, I thought Ben Cleveland played well aside from the sack he gave up. I know Bailele didn't have his best night, but I think it was encouraging to see him, you know, be able to, you know, on some of those outside zone runs, you know, go, you know, run from a gap over and be able to steal off his guy, which is, I think, always going to be an issue with someone his size. So excited to watch Bullock, excited to watch some of the other guys in the mix there. Obviously, with Bullock's stock going up, it's probably stock down for Nick Saban.
Oh, yeah. Now, another guy that impressed me, Jonas, was Adeez Isaac, you know, showed up. I mean, I liked, you know, he played the run well, and we saw the hustle and the effort, and I like that he can bull rush. You know, he just, he played a good game yesterday.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought, you know, it's funny to see his bull rush and Mike Green's bull rush compared to the bigger, presumably stronger David Ojabo's, and just because they have that ability to kind of uncoil and snap guys back. And, you know, that's probably going to be, you know, if Adeez has a bright future in this NFL, it is being able to convert some of that speed to power. It's being able to soften some of those edges or just get, you know, unconventional angles to the quarterback because of what you can do to knock off the linemen off their feet. And, you know, listen, I know he made the, he kind of topped our banner list of the most disappointing Ravens in training camp, at least in terms of guys whose stock has fallen. But I do think he's turned things around a little bit, especially in the run game. You know, he made a bunch of plays at and near the line of scrimmage in some of the practices and in some of the practices that we've seen. So if he can just, you know, find a way to you know, a couple ways to win reliably as a pass rusher in the preseason, then maybe he is setting himself up for a path to playing time in the regular season.
I liked how Mike Green played the run, you know, I because he can play low and he doesn't get knocked off the ball and he hustles, you know, and he can close the gap real quick. I thought he was impressive playing the run.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you know, I think someone asked him after the game if he envisions himself as being like a closer on this team, meaning, you know, my understanding that was, do you see yourself as a pass rush specialist? I mean, any kind of bristle at that, you know, I think that's fair because what we've seen is a willingness to defend the run. You know, I think one of my first impressions of him was formed by watching him just throw his whole body into you know, Lucas Patrick, the fullback on, you know, kind of a power scheme run, and that was really impressive. That, you know, you're taking on a guy who's probably got, I don't know, 50 pounds on you, 40 pounds on you, and it's a meaningless, you know, early August training camp practice, and you have no compunction whatsoever about putting your whole body out there. So he's definitely got a bit of that psycho that you need to be an undersized edge rusher, and you put all that together with what he's shown as a pass rusher, and, you know, maybe we're understating just how many snaps he might get this year.
Hey, Jonas, just one game so far. I'm a little nervous about the inside linebacker position, you know, other than Roquan. I'm a little nervous about the rest.
I didn't see a whole lot of bad from Trent Simpson. What did I miss, Vinny?
Trenton Simpson? I just didn't think he did much. You know, to me, like, he bounces on his toes all, you know, and he didn't make many plays. He has a hard time getting through traffic and stuff. You know, that was, you know, his tackles are all JLPs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if they don't believe it, he can do the job there, then I guess they'll throw out another DB there because it's probably unlikely that they see Teddy Buchanan as the short-term answer there. You know, I don't know what to make
blocks.
Of this. I don't know what to make of this. Maybe this is just the Ravens kind of throwing Teddy Buchanan into the deep end, knowing that he's been playing a lot in the preseason, but and you know, not as much as Trenton Simpson, I think Gianna, my colleague, even talked to some of the other Ravens rookies out there last night. It was Teddy who had to go to the green dot and not Trent Simpson. So I guess that's a mark in his favor that the Ravens thought highly enough of him as a processor and communicator that he was the one being the conduit for the defense and Zach Orr. But, I'm curious to kind of go back and look at that film.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, it is Friday. It's after the game. So what's going on the Banner this morning? Talking about the Ravens here, getting ready for another week of practice before the Cowboys.
Yeah, just got the Ravens stock report up right now. Charles Walker's got his five things up. We've got a rookie report from Gianna, and then obviously we'll be back at practice tomorrow. It's going to be a bit of a long stretch before the next preseason game. I think the Ravens have a bunch of practices in a row. So hopefully the Ravens throw out some good Ravens players for us to talk to at the podium, because I think we're probably at that moment in the calendar where we've talked to everyone that we needed to talk to at least once or twice, and everyone's kind of out of ideas. But, you know, it'd be nice to talk to, you know, and some of these guys that we haven't really got a chance to talk to.
It's like sports talk. You just run out of ideas and regurgitate stuff. He's Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Now, we talk about Bilal Kone, unfortunately, going down. Colts suffered a major injury, their third-round draft pick. Cornerback Justin Whaley out of Minnesota, torn ACL, out for the year.
Yeah, he got hurt, Bob, during the practices.
So it's a terrible turn of events, man. It's the first preseason game. You know, hopes are high, enthusiasm for the fans that are there are cool, and you're watching on TV, watching football for the first time in months, and, you know, the reality of the sport.
Yeah, where's its ugly head? What you don't like is, you know, you don't mind if a guy gets nicked or something and he's back in 2 or 3 weeks, but when you lose a guy for the season, you can't afford to lose a guy each week for the season.
And the kid for the Colts might have been starting
for
them this year. We'll come back, whip around, and then we'll talk some NFL outside of Baltimore with Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, and then ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Mountcastle could be back tonight. No Basayo, no Beavers in Norfolk's lineup last night. What does that mean, if any?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, top of the Whip Around. Here on this Featured Artist Friday, it's Parliament Funkadelic. Vic Carucci joining us, NFL Network Radio, bottom of the hour. Then coming up at 12, ribbing it with Ryan. Ryan Ripken talking about the Orioles A's and never return of Ryan Mountcastle, maybe Basayo and Beavers. And Ryan's got some fantasy football advice that he'd like to share with the people, so stick around for that. Outside of the Ravens last night over the Colts, a couple of other preseason openers for teams like the Eagles taking on the Bengals. Philly wins 34-27. But the story there was you know, going with the starters. Zach Taylor let it roll. And Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, they let it rip.
Late blitz coming. Burrow finds his man, and Ja'Marr Chase is going to coast into the end zone. They beat the blitz with a quick throw from Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, I was Fox 19 Cincinnati right there. 9 for 10, 2 touchdowns for Jolton Joe Burrow. Chase got a little broken tackle, cruised into the end zone, outrunning the defense to get on in there. Now they got shredded for 34 points. And Ja'Marr Stewart had a tackle in his NFL debut. I would hope that's not what the season will entail for the Bengals defense, but based on their recent history, what leads us to believe anything's going to be all that different, to be honest with you?
That's what we think of the Bengals, you know? They had 2 series, 2 touchdowns on offense, you know, and then they gave a bunch of points up on defense, and, you know, looks to me like it's same old Bengals, and they're going to be the same old Bengals until they can fix that defense.
Because they're going to put points on the board as well as any team in football.
Yep.
But they're going to give up a lot, too, so which always puts them in a quandary. But let me ask you this. They have Cleveland week 1. Burrow going 9 for 10, 2 touchdowns.
That no.
Guarantees a win against the Browns or prevents slow starts.
Well, Bob, you know, they go 9 for 10, and Philly didn't game plan. So they're just playing their stuff. So it's probably, you know, pretty easy for Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, they wore out that number 7, that corner over there.
The good news is Burrow, for the first time in years, is healthy through training camp into the preseason, which gives them an advantage once they get into regular season. Seattle taking on Vegas, the Raiders, and Pete Carroll taking on his former team. And in a tie, 23-all, Raiders were going for the win, but the Seahawks blocked it.
Yeah.
Take a little Ashton Jeanty, 3 carries, minus 1 yard on the night. Yeah.
Mike McDonald, Seattle's defense, they were run blitzing, you know, early on. I mean, they shut him down. And, Bob, I'm glad that there's no more overtimes in preseason games.
Yeah, just get it over with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tonight, Browns and Panthers. Shedeur Sanders is going to get the brunt of the play, at least in the first half. Bryce Young going to roll for Carolina here?
What are their plans? He's not
here?
Playing. So, yeah, it's going to be Shedeur, and I don't know how much starting defense, probably not a lot. So it'll be interesting to watch, because Shedeur has a big, big opportunity in front of him. If he does well, Bob, you know, well, the fan, they're going to be talking, oh, he should be the starter, he should be a starter. And then he's going to get he'll get more reps with the ones. He hasn't had a rep with the ones yet.
And Flacco's going to be the starter until he isn't.
Right.
But Kenny Pickett's banged up. Gabriel's hurt. So there's opportunities for him to, at the very least, make the roster. And Watson's not going to play. I mean, they have a bunch of quarterbacks, and they're going to have to trim it down sooner or later. Lions at Atlanta. That's coming up at 7 o'clock, and then the Commanders at New England. That is 7:30. It's been 88-81-05-7, the Fan, this day in Orioles history here on the Whip Around. Today is August the 8th, 1997. Orioles at Anaheim. How about a stupid name? I mean, that team went way out of control. It was the California Angels. Then they became the Anaheim Angels. Then the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And then they got these dopey uniforms, which were light blue with the angel wings on the A. And, you know, I'm not trying to disparage angels over here as a thing. But anyway, they were dumb. And the Orioles treated them accordingly on this night, 1997. Mike Bordick, he goes yard. Chris Hoyles drove in 2. Cal Ripken 3 for 3 with a ribby. Mike Messina goes 7 strong. Chris 13th win, Randy Myers 33rd save. Orioles wire to wire, 6-2 over the Anaheim Angels. 2012, Oriole Park Camden Yards against Seattle. Mark Reynolds, Nick Markakis both go deep. Matt Wieters drove in 5 runs. Steve Johnson got the win, Dave's son, as the Orioles beat the Mariners handily 9-2. And then 2014, Oriole Park Camden Yards against the Cardinals. J.J. Hardy hit 2 home runs. Manny Machado, Adam Jones, Chris Davis, and Ryan Flaherty all go deep. Chris Tillman picked up his ninth win as the Orioles puffy pants St. Louis 12-2 tonight. Birds taking on the A's. We'll talk about that with Ryan Ripken when we rip it with him at noon. Don't forget tonight, BBT back at Pickles Pub, 6 o'clock. We get you ready. Me, Ryan, and Joe LaCroix, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Orioles haven't been home for a couple of weeks. Come on down, say hello. It's going to be 80 degrees. It's going to be beautiful out. Come on down. Let's have a beautiful night together. We'll come back. Vic Carucci talks about NFL with him and Funhouse with Nolan as he gets to talk more about that big epic show he's hosting tomorrow from 2 to 4 here on 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And here to talk about what's going on in Buffalo and throughout the AFC, as a matter of fact, from NFL Network Radio, has covered the NFL for many years, does it as well as anyone. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Vic Carucci. Vic, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing fine, and it's great to be with you guys, as always.
All right, we'll start with James Cook's hold in and how dramatic this could maybe get when it's all said and done. Doesn't seem to be escalating on a public, you know, scale like Jerry Jones and Parsons out there in Dallas. So Cook, give us a status report there. And of course, we love Ty Johnson, former Terp, friend of the show, how he's found a nice niche as a third down specialist. And the wide receiver room, how's that looking right now, a few weeks away from kickoff?
All right, we'll start with Cook. Strange situation because he starts out practicing in the body language and his language. I mean, the one time he met with reporters and I was there, he was more glib than he's ever been, even you know, early in his rookie, going back to his rookie year, mostly a stoic kind of guy. And I thought his personality and again, the effort on the field and all of that looked so good, and like a guy who, all right, I'm in the middle of a contract dispute. That didn't change, and he made it clear, I still want to get what I called it deserve, and I'll get it here or I'll get it elsewhere. I mean, he made all those points. And it's like 8 days of him being part of everything in camp, and then boom, he starts to hold in. Now, you know, those of us who would be a little skeptical of things and maybe look for the conspiracy theories, as we tend to do in journalism, NFL Hard Knocks, NFL Films Hard Knocks cameras are all over the place. So let's not lose sight of that, at least as a factor, because it did, and that's the prevailing thought, is in episode two, it wasn't in episode one, but in episode two that comes out this Tuesday on HBO, we'll see how that's handled. Relative to, you know, you used the Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons thing. Look, nothing that happens with the Bills or pretty much 31 teams in this league is ever going to escalate to a Jerry Jones Cowboys level, guys. You know that. So I doubt it'll go there. Now, if he were to say today, I'll take 12.5-13 million a year average versus the 15 mil that he was asking for, obviously Derrick Henry money for sure. I think a deal would get done. I don't think the Bills are budging off of. I'm not telling you I know that's their offer, but my instincts tell me, and I'm sure Vinny would co-sign, if he were in that neighborhood, which would be like the franchise tag number for the position, top five number, paid number, he'd get it. He'd take it. He'd get it if he took it. But he's not. He's staying firm. And I don't know where it goes. If he doesn't play at least six games, he doesn't qualify for free agency next year, so he's got to do that. Yes, your guy, Ty Johnson, fun guy to watch. I think the room is in good shape with Ray Davis and Ty Johnson. It's a better room with Cook there, but those guys are good. And you asked me about the receiving situation. That room is, they still don't have a number one. And they had one when Stephon Diggs was here. They don't have one now.
Hey, Vic, how's Shakir coming along? Because he had the high ankle sprain, and I read some reports where he'll be back for week one. He won't be back for week one. You've been out there. What do you see?
Yeah, I see a guy in a boot who ended camp in a boot. Now, that, you know, what does that mean? I mean, you can come out of a boot and be ready sooner than later. But I don't know medically what the timetable really is, Vinny. Same as you, you know, differing sort of thoughts there. But it sounded, Sean used the term week to week. And I think week to week means just that, and it means when you've got a few more weeks to go to the start of the season, regular season, that certainly creates a window that he could be ready. Look, they need him. He's on this team, a slot guy, which is what Shakir is. Reliable hands, great route runner, smart, instinctive player. He's the best pass catcher, consistent pass catcher they have. They don't have a perimeter guy. Now, I'm saying all of this on a team that averaged 30 points per game, that had the MVP at quarterback. So it isn't as if the lack of a number one receiver is their problem or a problem, because Josh Allen elevates all those boats. And the other thing I would add to that is, you saw what they did in the draft. I know you're going to ask me about defense. They went crazy on defense, mm-hmm. top four picks, and three of them D linemen. And what does that tell you? It tells you they don't see a problem on offense.
Now, Vic, are they like the Ravens where they won't play their starters in the preseason?
Well, Josh isn't playing. I think the other starters will probably get some taste, some time. That's my sense of what Sean McDermott, maybe give him a series with the O-line just to get some continuity going there. But I think they're going to be I fully support their caution with Josh Allen. I was amazed that the Bengals wanted Joe Burrow out there for two series. My God, with his injury history, and that their whole season is him, just like the Bills' whole season or multiple teams' whole season is the franchise quarterback. But they decided to start him, not start Josh, keep him out there, But I think we'll see some of the other starters on the field briefly.
All right, Vic, one last Bills question. How cool is that new stadium coming along?
It's looking amazing. It's very cool. And if you saw the Hard Knocks piece that you saw the up close and with Josh in there and the design, and it definitely has a state-of-the-artish type of look. What's really impressive is, you know, when you're close to it, when you're the old stadium is right across the street, mm-hmm. right across Abbott Road. And it's on top of Abbott Road. Like when you're on that road and you look up, my God, it's just an imposing thing. Whereas the other stadium, the current stadium, is set back and it doesn't have that imposing feel because much of it is underground and you see the light stanchions mostly, and you don't see really much stadium until you're inside. This baby is so, you know, is towering and I heard, you know, it was the first time I heard this detailed description by the owner in the Hard Knocks piece, Terry Pegula, saying the design is such that the wind, you know, won't be an issue inside. It'll somehow be filtered out with the canopy that's all around it.
Hey, Vic, how important is tonight for Shadour, and what's your expectation?
You know, I've been pondering this one because he's probably the most fascinating fifth round pick that we'll see, right? In the league, and I think it's important to maybe end the thought that he was a deserved fifth round pick, that he was fifth round not because of exterior reasons or extracurricular with dad and all that. Being an issue and teams not liking his interviews before the draft and blah, blah, blah. If he goes out there and just plays football and looks like a competent, efficient quarterback, which I think he is, because he's not that big arm guy. We know that he's a guy who concentrates on accuracy and good decisions. And if he's that guy in a preseason game, mind you, I think it can help him. I don't know that he necessarily hurts himself out there. I guess if he looks like the fifth round pick that he is, meaning, you know, you say you don't see a starter here, that I don't know that the word is hurt. I think that would be consistent, but I think he's got a better chance to disprove his draft status.
5881057 The Fan, Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio. Vic, we're getting closer and closer to kickoff and all the hyperbole about Baltimore and Buffalo. Allen got the MVP. Lamar should have won it. So that'll all start to percolate in a couple of weeks, but we still have some relax time with the preseason, I guess, right?
Yeah, we do. I'm looking forward to that, as so many are. Let me tell you, there is a sense that I've heard, especially among some Bills fans, that hey, Baltimore's coming in here loaded for bear. I mean, assuming, you know, the health holds up with everybody and it's the cast that not only was the cast that was last in that stadium in the playoffs, but also a beefed up staff with a crew of players. I mean, roster that's been added to. Look, I think they've got that motivation, that incentive. It's a first game for both teams. There will be raggedness. We know all of that, an extension of the preseason. But I would be disappointed in the Ravens if they're not coming in here with that attitude of proving something. You know, and I know that might be an overstatement because they're a team that, you know, is well accomplished, but they still need to show something where that season left off in bitter disappointment for them. Primetime games, Sunday night football. I mean, who won't be geared up for that?
Vic Carucci, appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
take
Vic.
Care.
Yep.
There's Vic Carucci, everybody. I tell you what, if Andrews has dry gloves, look out, baby. We'll come back. Nolan McGraw is going to be joining us. And then Riveter with Ryan coming up at noon. Featured Artist Friday. It's Parliament. We'll talk a little football from 12 to 2 there, but to the last night's game.
I mean, I was actually pleasantly surprised. I mean, you were on here yesterday saying, hey, six points in favor of the Colts. Be all over that because they were playing starters. Boy, Ravens weren't expected to play.
I'm in regular season form, by the way. Yeah.
That's a good sign. Yeah. That's a good sign. As I always say, it's just as impressive to be 100% wrong as it is to be 100%
but
right.
But I own it. You know what I mean? I didn't say that. No. Let's go to the tape. I figured they're playing their starters. against the Ravens, you know, second, third stringers, yeah. And then Richardson gets KO'd in what, their second drive of the game? Ugh. And they wound up getting kind of puffy pants there.
Now, the reason I say it was a little more exciting than anticipated is because pretty much all the guys that we talked about yesterday or were looking for to make an impact, I thought they did. LaJonte Wester, Keaton Mitchell, Mike Green keeps going down the line. I mean, even Malachi Starks wasn't half bad. So
Isaac.
Yeah, him too. I mean, he's a guy that I would put ahead of David Ajabo, even though he did nothing last year. And that whole pass rush dynamic in particular, I don't want to put too much stock into it because, again, Colts O-line, probably not a lot of starters out there. It's mixed and matched. And for Ajabo in particular, you know, he gets a free pass at the quarterback. Does that help him mentally? Sure, probably. I mean, it's better than going without a sack. But just sitting there watching, I couldn't help but chuckle saying, that's kind of the last thing this guy needs is a free, easy pass here. What he needs is to beat a guy one-on-one and actually win and get to the quarterback. That, to me, would leave him feeling like, okay, I got this. Here's my chance. This is my opportunity. Obviously, you take the sack, but did he really gain anything from that last night?
I think he might have gained a little bit, but Isaac played so well, and if that's his competition, then to me, it's not even close.
Sure, yeah. No, and the stat sheet didn't give Mike Green any credit, but watching
he had a half a sack.
It should have been a half for each of them. You know, one went low, one went high. It was perfectly timed by both of them. And watching back Mike Green in particular, he was pulling out all the moves. You know, it wasn't just, bull rush every time. You know, the way he was ripping hands down was like he was going against a tackling dummy. And he hit a nice spin move, too.
What did you think of the looper in the stub toe? Were you buying that one? Because you heard.
I don't like the excuses.
Yeah, if he does happens against Buffalo, fans don't want to hear that crap. It's got Harb's special teams guy. Probably we need to be better, and he knows that, et cetera, et cetera. It probably make it more of a team thing, not just a looper sucks. What are you doing missing these field goals? You know, stub toe, you get one.
Yeah.
You get one stub toe. After that, nobody wants to hear that.
Well, the positive to me is that, all right, he got the miss out of the way and then got another chance a little bit later from a longer distance, and that was right down the middle. Like, no doubt about it, straight off his foot, this thing's money. So to me, that showed that the mental side of things, which was always the biggest part of it when we talk about Tyler Loop, in my opinion, you know, mechanics and everything, what do we know? You know, we're not a kicker. But I can tell you one thing, when a guy's off his game and it's clearly become mental, well, that's clear as day. So the fact that he was able to put that miss behind him and then go out there and make one from a further distance, not praising him today, but I'm not ragging on him either.
Jalen Armour Davis had a nice game last
night. Yes, he did. He got his hands on a lot of balls. You know, and we talked off air about the one play between him and Braid. They both kind of stopped.
Yeah, reception, yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, I thought Armour Davis really showed up well. And, Bob, with Longer Beam out and Kone out, I mean, that's two less. You can't afford any more corner injuries because you're getting down to, you know, the injuries are picking the team for itself now.
Now, next week back at practice, then Dallas preseason game number two. Practice next week will be all about what? For John Harbaugh and his staff?
Well, you know, just because a lot of starters, they practice tomorrow. They practice Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They practice all week long. So it's for the first team itself, it's just, we're just moving on. You know, I mean, with the backups, they'll watch the film and they'll see the corrections they got to make, but the starters didn't play much, so it'll just be, we just got to continue to get better. I mean, it's like with training camp, it's like so weird because it's like, okay, play the preseason game, move on. And all we're going to see is like the guys that played in this game that they liked, they're going to be playing more. You know, and guys who didn't play so good, they're going to be playing less. So it's going to be interesting to see that. you know, at practice and with Dallas and stuff. And I'll be anxious. And when I get out there, I'm either going Saturday or Sunday, one of the 2 days to practice. And now I'll kind of keep my eye on Corey Bullock a little bit more.
Former Terps, Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Vinny, have a great weekend.
You too.
We will see you on Monday. Nolan, what are you doing from 2 to 4 tomorrow?
Oh, that's right. I'm hosting a show here by myself. I'll be on after Bruce Cunningham tomorrow, filling in for Mike Popovic. So check me out 2 to 4 tomorrow.
Like that old song, All By Myself.
No ABA talk tomorrow, Nolan.
You want to hear about the Squires?
The Flint Tropics.
Let's get tropical. Ribbon it with Ryan coming up next. Got Buy or Sell coming up later on in the hour. American League East Report coming up at 1. Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun at 1:30. Looks like Ryan Mountcastle probably returns to the lineup. And the Oriole Hall of Fame class of 2025 is happening today. Tom Davis, legend. Joe Wersolek, friend, and Jonesy, one of the great players in Orioles history, all getting just due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card. To learn more, terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.